Okay.
We hope we're recording now. So I went to the Chicago Art Institute, which was the best painting school in the area at that time. And I took painting classes, basic elementary painting classes and drawing classes of all sorts. And the middle of my second year at school in 1943, I got drafted into the Army, was gone for 3 years, and when I came back, I tried to get into the painting classes, which I wanted, but because of all the returned GIs, the GI Bill, everyone was in school, and the classes were all full. So I looked at the catalog, and found that there was a ceramic class offered and that there was space in that. And I registered for a ceramic class and some drawing classes, et cetera, et cetera. What I didn't know at the time was that the ceramic class was not really a very good class. This was many years ago and should not reflect on the conditions at the Art Institute of Chicago to this day. But we didn't know anything, and we started to learn about how to work with clay. And along about halfway through the year, one of the students discovered a book by Bernard Leach called A Potter's Book, and came into the class very excited. And we all rushed out and bought this book because Leach talked about establishing his pottery in England, his training in Japan, and the way a pottery can be run. And he said such things as any person should be able to make 50 pots easily in a day's time, and any person should be able to throw a 15-inch tall cylinder. Well, we couldn't do any of those things. And so when the instructor was not there on alternate days, we would sneak into the ceramic studio and try to do what Leach said we could do. Needless to say, we didn't succeed very well. And in addition, we angered the instructor because instead of having just a few pots around the studio with the classes that she had, there were hundreds of very bad pots sitting around the studio. And she, needless to say, didn't appreciate that very much. We did manage to finish our training at the Chicago Art Institute. When I say we, I'm speaking of my first wife, Alex, who also had been a painter and switched to ceramics because she was working with a Mexican settlement house on the west side of Chicago and felt that the young Mexicans would react better to working with clay than they did to working with a paintbrush and paper. So we both got into ceramics, you might say, by the back door. Looking back on it, I think this was a very good thing. In fact, I believe to a certain extent, a person today who starts with just clay, with no drawing, no painting, and no figure drawing, still life drawing, various things, they miss a great deal. First of all, because in working on a drawing or a painting, one can rework and rework and rework and change ideas until you get it the way you think is right at that time. With clay, that's not possible. You either succeed the first time or you should wad it up and start over again because you can't mess around with the clay and still have it fresh. So that was our training. And when we finished that, we came to St. Paul because St. Paul was the first place where we got a job offer, and we needed some sort of a job to earn some money in order to set up our own studio.